My guests are Tom Haddad, who was on the 89th floor of the World Trade Center Tower No. 1 on September 11th, 2001, and also author Damon DeMarco, who has written the book Tower Stories, An Oral History of 9/11. Now, let's start with Tom. Can you bring us back to that morning and tell me exactly what happened in your office on that day?
Well, it was just like any other day. I was in early, and I was trying to get a colleague who had just left my office back into my office when everything just erupted into flames. I was thrown about three and a half feet. And just launched into utter chaos.
Now, people will remember the visual of the side of the building where the plane struck. I understand that you were two stories below where the plane hit the building.
Yeah, that's correct. My office faced north in the North Tower, and that would make me just below the impact. In fact, if you were from the footage with the hole, my office was in the hole.
And what was going through your mind at that moment? It must have been a loud noise. And what were you thinking? What were you doing?
You know, I really had no idea. I thought that it was local to our office. And, basically the five of us from my office that were in that day were more concerned with getting out of the fire that was in our office.
And did you immediately try and get out? I mean, how did you go about things? It must have been chaotic. Did you just start going towards the exits, or what did you do?
Well, it actually took us quite a while to get out. We made our way to the office that was right next door, which still had power, still had phones, and the air conditioning was still on. And some of the people from that office made phone calls home, and that's when we had found out that a plane had struck the building. And we were sitting in that office when the second tower was hit, and that's when we knew that it was serious.
Of course, a plane hitting a building is a serious accident, and that's what everybody thought at first. When did you know that this was more than that, that this was an act of terrorism?
Not until the second tower was hit. The first one, I thought, well, maybe this was just a terrible accident. When the second one was hit, we knew it was on purpose.
Now let's talk a little bit about the book. Damon, this is the second edition of the book, and you went back to some of the original people you spoke with for the first edition to see how they are now. And how are they now? How are they dealing with things?
Well, yeah. I mean, a lot of people have issues, obviously, and a lot of people are dealing with them in varied ways. And it's a very personal thing, as I'm sure you can imagine. I'm very inspired by Tom because he is, he's gotten on with his life beautifully. He's got two beautiful new kids, he says. And one of the things that I think he's done, which is so unusual, is that, he's a visual artist. You know, I'm a writer, so I dealt with, being in New York that day by creating this oral history. Tom began to sketch and has not stopped, it seems. We're going to put some of his drawings up on my website, which is www.towerstories.org. And if you look at these, I think you'll see that they're very, very unusual. Not only is he a skilled artist, but he's drawing from a creativity that he didn't put out onto a psychiatrist's chair. He put out onto through the pencil and onto the page. And I think that's pretty inspiring.
And that website, again, is www.towerstories.org. Tom, what has changed in your life since 9/11, 2001?
Well, I mean, everything is changed. 9/11 will be with me for the rest of my life. I think about things a little differently than I used to, and I don't, or at least try not to, take life for granted. I've decided to focus my energy not on why I survived, but instead trying to make something positive out of my surviving.
And what's a normal day like for you today? I mean, just run me through it. Is it as ordinary as my day, or what?
I'm still working for the same company I was. Aside from married with two children, I am working on this drawing project. I draw on the commuting buses that I ride in the morning, and I call this the bus drawing project.
I would imagine that in the 8 years since 9/11, since we began calling it that, that when the anniversary rolls around, you must experience some strong emotions. What is it like on this day for you every year?
Well, it's a pretty sad day. This time of year is pretty sad for me. But basically, I just hope that people don't forget that this was a real event that happened to real people, like myself and the others that are in Damon's incredible book.
And you can find out more about the book at www.towerstories.org. My guests have been Tom Haddad, survivor of the World Trade Center Tower 1, and also author Damon DeMarco. The book is Tower Stories, An Oral History of 9/11. Guys, I want to thank you for coming on.
Well, thank you for having us.
Thanks for having us.